Good evening, everybody. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Alpha Vets. How we doing, Chris? How we doing?
I am fabulous, sir. It is almost the weekend. Isn't that crazy? Things got to change, is. All right? We spend most of our lives just toiling away, working. We work 5 days a week so we get 2 days off. We work all year so we can take a couple of weeks of vacation every year. We work so we can pay bills and pay taxes and everything else. I'm sick of it.
Pay taxes to pedophiles.
To pedophiles and criminals and tyrants. I'm sick of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm doing great.
I understand.
I'm doing great. Yeah. Other than that, I'm great.
I'm doing great. But I'm writing a book.
Yeah. And I'm writing a book. Hey, mom's on a mission. Hello. How are you? Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good to see you. Yeah. Good to see you. Yeah. No, I feel that though. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. It's been over a year since I stopped doing construction. However, I do understand. It's this stuff gets a little tiring too.
No, it's you bust your butt, man. Like, just because you're not doing construction, like, if it wasn't for you holding things down, brother, I don't know if we'd be where we are right now.
I can't do it without you.
Oh, stop.
Can't do it without you.
Stop it. Stop it, Israel. But stop. You're going to make me blush, man.
Uh-huh. How is everybody tonight? It's good to see you guys. Hello.
How is the chat doing? Are you ready for the weekend? It's going to be beautiful here again this weekend. You know what I noticed? I haven't seen a cloud in the sky, if you know what I mean, in almost 7 days. It has been. Yes. That's a conspiracy theory, Israel. Watch yourself.
It's not. Definitely a real thing.
I know. But no, haven't seen anything in the sky here in NC. Like, it has been, the sky has been like crystal clear blue. It was a little cloudy yesterday, but yeah. Muggy, hot. It's already in the 80s, upper 80s here. And which I think I told you after Tuesday's show, it was almost 90 degrees Tuesday. And I'm like, ooh, if it's already hitting that in April, ooh, it's going to be a hot summer.
Whew. Right on. Happy birthday, yeah. Fire Goddess. Happy birthday.
Right on.
It's storming. Lucky. Dude, we're backtracking here.
Are we?
It's cold again.
Is it cold up there?
Man, some days it's 60, some days it's 70, some days it's 80. It's been like 40 lately.
Your weather is bipolar.
I can't handle it.
Your weather's bipolar up there in that blue state.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's good to see you guys, though. We're going to go through some stuff tonight. I'm also going to give away my last... Oh, you... doggy. It's my last guy.
Is that the last DJT? Oh.
I got two left. I got two left, and I was like, you know what?
You know what?
We're going to give away a little Donald Trump tonight.
Are we?
Little DJT.
I got a cool one too.
Do you?
Yeah, check that one out.
The Holy Land. Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Who's that?
Who's that? Jerusalem. Jerusalem.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Give that one away later. Yeah. Take care of the peeps. Take care of the peeps. Mm-hmm. Israel.
Before we get started,
what do you say we pray?
I can get down with that.
You can get down with that. Same. I think God can too. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, Father. And we thank you for another day in this beautiful world that you made for us. We thank you, Father, for breathing life into our lungs today, for giving us this opportunity to come together, Father, to have fellowship, to speak truth to power, and to worship you. Father, we just thank you again, just for calling so many of us back, for allowing us to be in this moment together. Father, we know that you have heard us in heaven, that you have heard our cries for justice, for righteousness, for you to heal our land. Father, we know that you have heard us. Why do we know this? Because we know that we would not be seeing the things that we are seeing right now if your hand wasn't moving. If your hand wasn't moving, everything would be going about the status quo, and we would be continue being marched down a path of destruction. But because you are moving, our enemies are acting out. They are being chaotic, and we are seeing things that they normally don't want us to see, because the more we see, the more eyes are open, Father, and we know that is their biggest fear. Their biggest fear is that more that people like us here in this community will help others see what we see. We will help others remove those scales from their eyes, and we will help them see the true nature of the world that we live in, our real reality, the world that has been hidden from us beyond the veil. And we just thank you, Father, so much for giving us this opportunity to be here together. Again, we know you have heard us, and we look forward to all the amazing things that you are going to do in this country. Father, we thank you each day for your guidance, for your protection, for your wisdom and your discernment. It's needed so much right now. We just thank you, Father, for always having your arms around us, for keeping us in your comfort. We know that you're watching over my family and Israel's family. We know you are with everybody here in this chat tonight, Father. And we know that, again, that your arms are around us, that absolutely nothing can touch us. No sling, no arrow from the enemy is going to harm us. And we walk down this path with you with absolutely no fear. And Father, we thank you as always for our true president, Donald J. Trump, and his family. We know that you are working with him, that your hands are upon him, and that everything that they try to do to him will fail, and it will come back on them tenfold. And we just thank you, Father, for that divine protection over him and his family, for your protection over the good men and women in this country that are working behind the scenes to help us restore this great republic of ours. And Father, we thank you as always for the true prophets. We know that you are speaking through many. We know that you have anointed many, Father, and we just thank you for speaking to us. And we know that you will continue to watch over them, to guide them, and to protect them. And Father, we thank you each day for all the downloads, for all the revelations, for your love, for your patience, for your perseverance, for each and every one of us, for always having your hand out, Father, just waiting for us to grab it. We are just so thankful for that. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful community we have here at Alpha Vets. It's been such a blessing to be able to come here together so that we can make it through all of this together. We thank you so much, and we just know, Father, you will help us continue to spread this message far and wide all over this country and all over the world, and that you will continue to help this community grow. As I said in the beginning, their biggest fear is that we just continue to grow by speaking truth to power and by shining a light on the darkness, Father, and without you, we would not be able to do any of that. So we just thank you. We thank you for being here with us tonight. We know you will be in the room with us tonight, and we will say the things you need us to say. And we just thank you, Father, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
My mouth.
Chris.
Yeah.
Your mouth dry?
A little bit. I'm going to drink some cran apple in my custom Mountaineer tumbler from Harley's Doggy Dog World.
Yeah. Chris, briefly, I just kind of wanted to go over it. I don't want to spend too much time on it, because obviously everybody here knows about J6. Everybody knows that it was a setup. You know, I don't know how many times it's been brought up. Back and forth over the last, few years. But we had some interesting things said during this hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, I think three or four of them. How many were test? How many gave a testimony? I don't remember.
I think it was three four. Or four. It was four. Yep.
Four. Yeah. And so it's, if we've heard anything like what Cash has talked about, Cash said a while back, he stated many times that days prior to Jan 6, him, Chris Miller, a bunch of people, the chief of staff, Trump, obviously, all they all had these preparations for Jan 6. Not because necessarily what was happening, but they, you know, Trump was getting ready. He wanted to make sure everything was going to be safe. Mm-hmm. And Cash also said something super interesting. That he remembers this specific conversation because they were going over a very sensitive operation, not relating to Jan 6,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of an interesting statement to make. However, this was happening days before, and Trump said he would authorize 10 to 20,000 of National Guard at Jan 6. To make sure it was safe. Like he was totally down. Totally down. But the mayor of D.C., they sent a letter that specifically said, do not, under no circumstance, send any National Guard here. Mm-hmm. Trump was saying, yo, we want this. Not to mention the video that Trump, when everything was going down, when he said, everybody go home. If you're not peaceful, go home. You remember that? That they took down. They kept taking down.
Yeah, they took it down the minute he put it up on Twitter.
Right.
And said, we got to have law and order. We're a nation of peace. I know you're tired. Mm-hmm. I know you're hurt, but this isn't how we do it. Go home peacefully. We got to have peace.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Nancy Pelosi, in writing, stated absolutely no National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
So they continued. It's still to this day, still goes on. They still shoot the insurrection narrative towards the people. Most people, I would feel, understand at this point that it was a setup. Everybody knows it was a setup.
Why would you not want National Guard there is if you're the enemy?
It's so incredibly interesting. But whistleblowers from D.C. that testified, they stated that the National Guard, or Donald Trump told the National Guard that they were going to be deployed before, during, and after. And after. Again, this goes to Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi, the mayor, and people inside the military that weren't allowing it. And specifically, Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy. Now, Ryan McCarthy gets called up by a couple of the whistleblowers. Well, in fact, most of them. But it was a little bit different between some of their testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to Chris earlier about this. And you guys remember if you've ever heard, you know, listen to Kevin. Specifically, he said one time that, you know, when you see people in these hearings, there's usually a CIA plant that's there among them. You know, they can kind of pick people out. Say you got four servicemen. Sure, they're servicemen. And I'm not saying it's an absolute guarantee. I'm just saying that try and keep your eyes open to how these narratives kind of twist around. Because everybody was saying the same thing, but there was also some added details of a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And what the CIA and all these people like to do is they take the truth. This is what they do with like conspiracies and everything like that. They take the truth and then add in a little disinformation to steer you off in a different direction. And it eventually leads you away from the truth and down a different rabbit hole. So it's whistleblower testified Wednesday the 17th, saying how the deployment of the National Guard was delayed by the Secretary of the Army and senior officials inside the Army. And that came from Sergeant Major Michael Brooke. Colonel Earl Matthews testified and said they were worried about the optics and what it would look like if the National Guard was deployed in the front of the Capitol and that it would look bad. And this was coming from people like Ryan McCarthy and other people inside the military. But I mean, I say screw optics, because they don't care what it looked like with the National Guard. They care what the media, you know, they care what the media needed to film for those few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what it was all about. But many of these people testified and said that senior ranking officials and in DC Capitol Police said it would look bad if the National Guard was there with the Capitol in the background. Right? A little weird. Like, so you prioritize safety over what it looks like. See, I don't buy that, obviously.
Nope.
They wanted the cameras rolling.
Yeah.
Cameras rolling.
They needed the sound bites and the snapshots and the so they could run with their narrative.
Mm-hmm. Colonel Matthews said that the senior officials that were involved in all this did not like Trump. Obviously, we know a lot of this. And that they owed their positions to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And who was a part of the Joint Chiefs of Staff?
General Mark Milley.
He sure was. He sure was. Then the interesting one was Timothy Nicks' testimony. Mm-hmm. Now, you've seen all the anti-Flynn people jump out, and it wasn't even talking about Michael Flynn. It's talking about his brother. Mm-hmm. So when he dropped Chris Miller's name, who we consider to be a patriot, and Charles Flynn, and said that they were part of these conversations, and there was a lot of things that were not true that were being said. But I find it very interesting. And when I talk about these CIA plants, maybe not even CIA, deep state plants, I don't know. And I'm not even saying that I know 100%. I'm just kind of proposing something. If there's always a deep state plant in these hearings, some of the interesting things that surround Timothy Nick, Captain Timothy Nick, are interesting. During Jan 6, he was aide to what's his name?
William Walker.
William Walker.
General William Walker, yes.
Who had the statement saying they were on standby and nobody was calling to give them the go for the National Guard and everything like that. But it was his first day as the aide to him. Now, I find this very interesting because first day, he's attached to Walker. But not only the things surrounding Walker became the sergeant at arms months later by Nancy Pelosi. Like, does that not throw up a massive red flag? That the one testimony that drops Chris Miller's and Charles Flynn just happened to be attached to the person that Pelosi wanted.
Right. It's amazing. His aide is up there, who was on the job for one day before all that went down. That's crazy placement. Talk about
one day.
One day. He even says it. It's my first day on the job, and I got to watch an insurrection. Wow. Yeah, one day. And he goes out of his way to call out, none of the other guys did, to call out Lieutenant General Charles Flynn, who is Mike Flynn's brother, mm-hmm. and Chris Miller, acting defense secretary, Chris Miller. Nobody else said anything about him but that guy. And here's what's crazy, like you said, is right after all this goes down, Joe Biden is sworn in, who does Nancy Pelosi tap as her sergeant at arms of the House of Representatives?
Mr. Walker, that's attached to Timothy Nick.
Boom. Booyah. I mean, I'm sure that's coincidence. It's just coincidence, man. We're just crazy.
You guys remember that Pelosi video where she's like, I'm going to punch Trump in the face.
Yeah.
I'm going to knock him out for trespassing. He's done. But meanwhile, Trump was trying to deploy the National Guard prior to Jan 6, mm-hmm. during Jan 6, and after. But they refused. The Capitol Police and Nancy Pelosi and all these, Ryan McCarthy, Secretary of the Army, they said no. They said no, it's bad. It's a bad look. It's a bad look for the Capitol. Okay. And then she goes after Trump and all this stuff after and says, why didn't he help? Why didn't they do what they were supposed to do? Well, he did, but y'all a bunch of lying. And now you see the Jan 6 committee over here freaking out that Trump's going to get him and arrest them all. Well, you bet your butt. Because y'all committed treason.
Sure did.
You all committed treason.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to try and project it on Trump and everybody else? Even when he said Chris Miller pulled up, he's like, no, Chris Miller said that they didn't want to pull the trigger on the National Guard. That's bogus. Trump was already talking to him prior, saying we're going to deploy it. It wasn't even up to them.
It's real quick. What was that captain's name again?
Captain Timothy Nick.
Okay, Timothy Nick. I looked up his bio today. I'm sure you did too.
Oh, I got it right here.
Yeah. Did you see the part? So apparently he was a Florida State trooper. Right, Florida State trooper. Yeah. Yeah. Now, what does it say down there? He's currently a what?
Oh, where? Which part?
Texas, Florida. And is currently a federal officer with the United States Secret Service.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's a captain in the Guard, does that part-time, mm-hmm. but he's also with the Secret Service.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's quit. Just quit.
Again, he was assigned as aide to Major General William Walker during Jan 6. His first day as aide, and it's just he just happened to be there.
Just happened to be there,
and he's the one that testifies, of course.
Amazing. I mean, I'm just again crazy coincidence. I'm sure it's just crazy, but we all know. Just to rehash January, we all know what January 6th. We knew what it was from the jump. I knew what it was when all of it broke out. I'm like, none of this makes sense. I watched it in real time. I watched them waving people in. I'm like, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. Nothing makes sense. Remember, we still don't know where all the laptops went of those congressional people.
See, that's the
interesting
part.
Don't know where the laptops went. And everybody remembers Trump's tweet, right? Like December 15th, 2020, Trump drops Peter Navarro's tweet says Peter Navarro has an election integrity report that proves there is no way we could have lost the election. And where's Peter Navarro right now? Oh, that's right.
Prison.
They put him in prison, right? But Hunter mm-hmm. Biden still walks free. Make that make sense. But Trump says, be there. It will be wild, right? You don't think Trump knew what they were going to try and do on January 6th? That's why he wanted the guard. I'm sure they knew. Right. So Trump has the guard ready to go. Why wouldn't they want the guard? Because then the votes would have been counted. Again, let's all remember, the minute they started protesting the votes and they were going to send them back to the states, right? Because that's part of our mm-hmm. constitutional process. They were going to send them back. They were going to dispute the electors. Just as your Senate and our House is getting ready to dispute the electors, what happens? Almost like clockwork, all hell breaks loose. They have to scatter. Somebody gets shot. And then while y'all were asleep, they managed to clear a crime scene, usher everybody back in the building, and certify a fraudulent election. We all know what January 6th was. And they tried to use, again, that narrative served so many purposes. It covered up their crime from the stolen election on November 3rd, 2020. It was their cover-up. That was all part of the plan. And it gave them another avenue to try and frame Donald Trump. And they're still trying to use that January 6th narrative to frame Donald Trump. So we all know what it was. Those of us with eyes that can see.
Yeah. Nothing stuck.
Nothing. Because that's what happens when you're anointed. Nothing's going to happen to that dude.
That's how you know you're also innocent. Yeah. Is when you all these things that he's constantly accused for. And guess what? He's still not in prison like the liberals say he should be.
Mm-hmm. And he never will be.
And he never will be.
If they wink and a nod, if they do happen to throw him in jail, I don't think he'll ever really be in jail because Secret Service ain't going to allow it. But
they won't allow that, no.
He's clearly, I think he wants them to. I mean, he's clearly right now just daring them to throw him in prison.
Absolutely.
Like he, do it.
I feel like he is like had enough where he's just like, go for it. Go see what happens. Let's see how this plays out.
Yeah. Let's light this candle, baby. Throw me in jail. Do it.
And even, you know, as Trump, there's no way they'd put him in an actual, like, put like Secret Service and all that stuff aside. There's no way he'd ever be put in a prison cell. Mm-mm. I feel like at the most he'd be like on house or like, confined now this is somewhere. Again, I'm just talking like he would get arrested or thrown, sentenced, whatever. Even if he carried out a massive sentence, which won't happen, he'd probably be confined to a property of his. Mm-hmm. And even then, you know, he's not going to happen. The dude's insulated.
When you do lose your protection? When you're charged with treason. Then you don't get that Secret Service protection. All that goes out the window. So if they can throw all these fake felonies and fake whatevers at him, he hasn't committed treason like they have. We all know who's committed treason in this country. And yes, I'm talking about prior presidents. I'm talking about the one currently playing the role as president. They're guilty of treason. Do you think they're going to get afforded Secret Service protection when they're guilty of treason? No. Mm-mm. They'll get military protection.
Yeah, they'll get some type of armed protection for sure.
They'll be made very comfortable.
Did you happen to see James O'Keefe's video?
I have not. Please tell me you got it queued up.
Well, no, I'm not going to play it just because it's 20 minutes long. Geez. I'm not going to play a 20-minute video.
Okay. I thought maybe it was like a 5 or 6 minute one, man.
No, I'm going to talk. We can talk about it.
Good. Because I haven't seen it.
It's so. These people are so stupid. Like, stop falling for this garbage. Not garbage. Stop falling for. Actually, keep falling for it. He keeps trapping all these people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, this time it wasn't James. It wasn't James. It was someone else. Obviously, they're on a date. But even listening to the video, man, this dude is just spilling the beans. Like, you're giving up so much valuable information. His name was Tyler Robinson. He works under, I think, the campaign staffer that is attached to the White House. It's like, he works for the person, can't remember her name, that basically runs Joe Biden's campaign. Number one campaigner. So there's a lot of things he said. However, we all know Joe Biden ain't running anything, right? Mm-hmm. We understand that. We all understand that.
It's not Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't know he's alive.
It's not. That's true. But he dropped a bunch of names. He dropped a bunch of names of people who are running the White House. And
I think I know which one you're talking about. I think I have seen it. Bits of it.
It's the most recent one.
Is that where he says that Hillary and yeah.
Okay. Well, so there he drops. All right, so you write these names down if you want. These are the names that are pretty much, he said, are people running the White House. He does drop Obama and Hillary. I'll get to that. But he said this, the most powerful person in D.C. at the White House is Jeff Zients. Jeff Zients. Okay. He's the chief of staff. Most people don't even know who he is. And he says that in the video. He's like, it's funny because people don't, they probably don't even know. Probably don't even know. But he is the second most powerful. And he says second most powerful to the president. And so let's be honest. Joe Biden is not a powerful person when it comes to intellect or anything like that. He stated multiple times, these people will put anything on his desk, and he will sign it. No matter what. He won't even look at it. He won't even look at it. But he said he is basically the most powerful person in the White House in D.C., and he's the chief of staff. Also, Ron Klain, former White House chief of staff and political consultant to the White House. Steve Ricchetti, counselor to the president. Gene Sperling, advisor, economics, and who worked under Bill Clinton and Obama. These are all names of people you said are basically running the whole thing. Valerie Biden, which is Biden's sister, political strategist and runs the Biden Foundation. However, when he was asked about, is Obama still in the mix? He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was obvious. That's Obama's been obvious. Definitely there. Remember when he showed up to that event? And everybody flocked to Obama, and Joe's like sitting there like, hey, guys, hey, somebody, yeah. I'm right here. Remember that? It was clear mm-hmm. then. It was clear then who was calling the shots.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hillary Clinton, she has said that she talks to the White House every day. That is public. It is mentioned again in the video. But he says Hillary, out of anybody that she's probably talked to at the White House, is Neera Tanden, who is the director of the Domestic Policy Council. However, he said that Hillary, and this is another thing we kind of all know, is Hillary basically has massive connections with inside the White House and is another one running behind the scenes. So Hillary and Obama are two main players, but at the same time, these other five, and that there's one more senior advisor, Anita Dunn, senior advisor, who has stated that two out of the three of her top, like, I won't say heroes, but people that she looks up to mm-hmm. are two people from the Chinese Communist Party.
No,
these are the people that are supposedly in the White House. And not to mention, isn't Podesta still in there?
Yeah, remember he made Podesta his new climate czar.
Ah, climate czar.
Yeah, you know, for that global climate warming czar. They've been scaring us with since the 60s.
Yeah, yeah. But the way this guy made it seem is even Jeff Zients, who is supposedly the second most powerful person in D.C., has more power than Kamala. Kamala basically, that was the only time her name was mentioned is if he had more power than her in this whole video.
It's clear that Kamala is doing absolutely nothing in Washington, D.C. No, except
absolutely nothing.
TV spots. That's it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She's not doing nothing. Anything. She's not in charge of anything. No task force, nor border, no nothing. She's not doing squat. But cackling like a witch. That is all she does. They're like, hey, get in front of the camera, say a lame joke and word salad and cackle for us. That's all we need you to do.
Word salads for days.
For days. Yesterday is tomorrow. It's
that one where she's like, you guys, this election, it really determines who we want to lead the country the next 4 years. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you,
Captain Obvious.
Thank you, Kamala. Go back to hanging out with, what's his face? Montel. But so this whole video basically said Biden ain't doing nothing. He will sign anything that gets brought to his desk. He ain't doing anything. And the biggest part of all this is none of these people are elected officials.
Nope. And who do you think's pulling their strings?
Obama. And then people are pulling Obama strings that are in the very, very, very elite.
Yeah. Yeah. In the cabal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I looked up this dude, Jeff Zients.
Yeah.
An American business executive and government official serving as the 31st White House chief of staff. Huh. Earlier in the Biden administration, he served as counselor to the president and White House coronavirus response coordinator. Wonder if he's the guy that made everybody get the stabby or tried to. He looks creepy, doesn't he? He looks creepy.
He does look creepy.
It's a creepy looking dude.
Yeah, apparently this is the second most powerful person in DC, and nobody knows about it. According to Tyler Robinson, who went on a date with an OMG operative.
I love, you know, what James says all the time. He's like, look at what they're willing to tell these hookups. Because
right.
they're swiping, all right? Remember Tinder, whatever app they're using to lure these guys in, you know, the time James had to pretend to be gay to lure the one in. Whatever mm-hmm. they're doing, think about that for a minute. That's how evil they are. See, when you're evil, you can't help but you can't wait to tell everybody your dirty little deeds, right? Because you want to show, right? You're trying to impress. That's what they're doing. They're trying to impress these ladies like, look at all this stuff. Look what I can do. It's like Stuart. Look what I can do.
Look what I can do.
Look what I can do. Right? So
yeah.
James is like, imagine if they're willing to tell just random people that swiped right, what are they telling other people? You're wild. Again, this isn't fear-mongering. This is reality. And I think we can all agree that we are not as safe as we think as you know, Americans, America, you are not as safe as you think you are, right? We aren't, because these are the people running our government right now who will tell all the dirty, dark secrets. Look, you had the guy from the Federal Reserve just out there spilling the beans about fiscal policy and how they screw it to we the people and how they were against Trump. And this is some rando that they swiped right on. What are they telling other people? This is insane, man.
It's pretty wild. I mean, hey, more exposure, the better, right?
Right. Keep talking. Loose lips sink ships.
That's right. That's right. I want to show you this older video. This 30-second video.
You own nothing.
That's not it.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Now, I only bring that up. What?
Bro, I'm just going to say it. Ladies and gentlemen, if it does not feel like we are like we've watched movies our whole lives, okay? We've all watched them for as long. I feel like I'm literally inside a tele, like somebody is watching us right now put on this, like That's how reality feels right now, because you see something like that. I remember when they did that, I'm like, bro, this is like right out of a movie. Like when the villain is like show, it's insane to think about, but that's what it feels like. That's what reality feels like right now. Like we are literally watching a show, and that dude, if there was an actor playing a villain, that is spot on. That is the villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a good villain. I mean, he... COVID-19.
COVID.
I mean, I'll take him one-on-one. That's fine. But the only reason I'm showing that, he's talking about this major cyber attack and all this stuff, and how we don't even know the logistics. But we just talked about all these people that are... obviously, you call them China Joe, right? China Joe, he loves China. He's gonna make China great again. Okay. So now we got this whole thing that's coming out. Apparently,
yeah.
The FBI says that Chinese hackers are preparing to attack the U.S. infrastructure, and it's funny to an extent because they said if someone, I can't remember who said it. If the U.S. or if China ever attacks our infrastructure, it's more than likely the U.S. You know, like, let's just, it's election year. It's election year. Okay. Director Christopher Wray has announced that Chinese government linked hackers have infiltrated the U.S. critical infrastructure. China is developing the capability to cause significant damage to our critical infrastructure at a time of their choosing, waiting for their opportune moment to deal a devastating blow. An ongoing Chinese hacking campaign known as Volt Typhoon has successfully accessed numerous American companies in telecommunications, energy, water, and other critical sectors, with 23 pipeline operators being targeted. Now, this is coming out of the FBI. Obviously, we don't know how reliable the FBI is, and you know, track record proves it. But it is election year. Election year. We know that they want to do this stuff. We know that 17 talked about prepare for 0 day cyber attacks. What they possibly could be attempting to do in the coming days, weeks, months. I mean, Kim talked about in the prophecies, summer take it, or these tumultuous moments happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting stuff that we are heading into. Yeah.
All right. So again, I believe, yes, like you said, if they say it's China, it's probably us. But let's all go on the way back. What have we witnessed over the last, how many cyber events have we witnessed here that they tried to play off as something else that we clearly know was cyber? All right. Just off the top of my head, we got, remember when the systems at all the casinos in Vegas, remember when that went down? Somebody hacked them, shut everything down in Vegas, all right? You got the bridge. Clearly that was somebody hacked the bridges, something that was not an accident. You got the, when they tried to say it was a solar flare and the cell phones went down. Okay? you got all this railroads, all the trains being derailed.
Launch train derailments.
You've had all these little cyber incidents. These incidents everywhere. We've been, so if you're an enemy and you're planning your gaming out how you're going to attack, all those little things they've been doing to us is them testing the waters. See, it's almost like you're watching this gradual, they're learning, infiltrate. We don't know what went down when those things got hacked. We don't know what they put in there in our infrastructure. We don't know, but they just shut down cell phones not too long ago. Right, last night, so again, all these little things are, it's like you're being, it's like a, if you're in a boxing match, it's a body blow. It's a body blow. It's a body blow,
yep.
Until they set you up for the.
That's what it feels like. They're setting you up for something else. They're like, look at all these problems in these little areas we have. Yep. And then, boom, the big one comes. You're like, China.
Yeah, it's China. China. Yeah, because I mean, if the FBI is out here, of course, when you see it on Twitter, I try and then step back, especially when I see something like that. And then I go scour the internet to see. And there's multiple reports Christopher Wray stating that, yeah, we believe that China has embedded themselves in our infrastructure. Again, all those little body blows, what was going down until they set you up for the knockout, which we've been talking about this for 2.5 for a long time. That eventually, this is what it was going to come to. All right. They're trying to show you in movies. They're trying to show you what they're going to do. So when it happens, we're not going to freak out. All right. We're going to remain calm. And we're going to be America. We're going to do some America. All right. That's what we're going to do.
You guys one just kidding. It wasn't China. It wasn't China. Yeah. It was Putin.
Yeah, it was Putin.
I don't know why I'm doing the Donald Trump voice, but I just like doing Donald Trump. I'm trying to get better at it.
You're getting better. You're getting better at it. You are.
I just walk around all day and talk like this to myself. I look in the mirror and say, wow.
Wow.
That's an amazing beard. Not as good as Chris's, but it's actually quite tremendous.
It's quite, yes. It's bigliest. It's the bigliest.
It's very bigly.
Yeah. You know, so seeing that today, I was like, oh yeah, it's, we all know what did Kim say in the prophecy? Social, economic, political upheaval. What is going to cause upheaval? You can clearly, again, let's read the tea leaves. You got gold and silver inching up. Gold is as high as it's ever been. All the signs are there. You got the experts going, I don't get it. I don't understand how the dollar index is going up and gold's still going up. Because normally it's like the opposite. If the dollar goes up, you got everybody going, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Then you look at the China markets. You see that gold and silver are doing better in China right now. All the signs are there that something big is getting ready to go down.
Well, not to mention, just because nothing's happened, like even with the banking crisis, people think that this is just going to disappear, but guess what? It hasn't. I mean, Dario just posted the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, $112 million USD in emergency repo. And he was talking about how some important people are running out of cash and they're doing stuff behind the scenes trying to save people and it's not really working. Mm-hmm. So this stuff happening behind the scenes is all kind of breakdown. I mean, just look what happened with JP Morgan the other day. They came out and said a few negative things about their quarterly one report and the markets went down because of it, supposedly like 500 points. Now it could be other stuff as well, but I'm just saying that's JP Morgan.
Right.
And you got to think of like the 138 regional banks out there that have a major real estate crisis that hold 80% of commercial real estate. And again, it's all going back to 2008, 2009, like the subprime loans. It's just repeating itself, except it's a lot worse because it's the everything bubble. We got student loans out of control, reaching probably $2 trillion here soon. Credit card debt's at like 1 point some trillion. You could knock this puppy over at any given moment, not to mention Japan, not to mention the Bank of Japan and the yen. Their currency is failing right now. And if they start dumping bonds at crazy amounts, expect some major shocks.
Yep.
Major shocks.
Did you, see, people aren't paying attention to what's going on over there in Japan. See, that is another reason. You guys understand. So what's the dollar index doing right now? It's going up.
Yeah.
So they're trying to tell you the dollar's strong. They're printing the crap out of it right now. And, not really. Numbers on the screen. Numbers on the screen, okay? And you got these other countries. So when we do this, this is why they hate us, man, because we force them to use our money that we print out of thin air and it devalues their currency.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them poorer against the dollar because we have told the world, like, you will obey. You will use our money and nothing else when it comes to trading. And the world is going to get sick of it eventually. Look at Zimbabwe. Went to gold. There are like, we don't understand it. Like our currency is gaining. It's gaining. What's going on?
They gained 1.1% in the first week.
Yeah. So their currency is becoming stronger. Why? Because they no longer use the dollar. They back their currency with gold. And they've already stated, we will not print any more money that we do not have in gold, period. So what's that going to happen? When you don't do that, the value of your currency becomes higher. That's why if you go back in the 60s, and that's why your money bought more, because they weren't printing it into oblivion. If you don't have a lot of, think about trading cards. When you have the ones that are like, there's only 100 made. Why does that give them value? Because there's only 100 of them. It's the same thing with your currency. If you only print what you have in an asset to back it with, that's your inflation. That's how you don't have inflation. So when you don't have the money, guess what happens to your money? It becomes more valuable. You don't just print it to make up for what you don't have. Your currency is revalued. Like, well, we're doing all these great things. Your currency becomes, that's their biggest fear. So I've been watching, I know Iz is watching, whatever goes down in Japan and stuff, when all these countries go, screw it, I'm done. I'm tired of being tethered to y'all. Deuces.
I mean, Israel doesn't hold that many bonds, but I mean, even they were dumping them the other day.
Yep. Like I posted on X today. I feel bad for like where Iz posted about those companies got caught dipping into people's retirements and buying stuff with their money. What have we told you on here? That's why, and Midas Gold Group will tell you the same thing. These retirements, these 401ks, all these, they don't like for you to move your money out of their system and into an asset like gold and silver, because then guess what? They can't dip their grubby little hands in there. And they do it all the time. They take your money and like, oh, we're just going to take an IOU from these people. We've promised that this money will be here when they're ready to retire and cash it in. They dip their grubby little hands into it. So when you go to move that money out of those 401ks and all that, they are going to slow roll you. I told you, it took my mom over a month.
They fight you. They will fight you for it.
They're going to fight you because they don't want that. They want to be able to dip their grubby little hands in. Look at government employees, those thrift savings plans. If you got any government employees who watch this show, why don't they let you move your money while you're working? They will only let you move your money in that thrift savings plan unless you retire or you separate from federal service. As long as you are a active, full-time federal employee, you can't touch that thrift savings other than move it around in the different funds that they offer. And a lot of people used to put it in the G fund, which was your government bonds. It was the safest place to park your money, but it had the smallest amount of growth. So they'll let you put it in a stock, and then they invest your money for you in stocks. So you have International Stock Exchange. You have our stock exchange here. So there's different funds that allow you to do that. But if you say, hey, I want to take my money that's in this account and I want to plop it over here in some gold and silver. Nope. Or I want to plop it into an IRA while I'm here. I don't trust you people with my money. I know you're matching. They match you, right? But thank you for matching it, but I'm going to put my money over here. They won't let you do it because they dip their grubby little hands into it. Look at Social Security. You don't think your Social Security is broke. The only reason it still got money because they printed out thin air.
Right.
This is why we preach. These are things I've learned. I'm not a genius. I'm not a financial manager, but I do know where my money is safe and where it isn't safe.
Sound money. Like sound money. Sound money.
They hate it. You go to a financial advisor and talk to them about gold and silver, they will look you like you are a corpse. They can't stand gold and silver, you.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. Nope.
Stop.
Meanwhile, how many countries in the world now are going back to gold, precious metals?
Oh, man. I lost count.
That's what I'm saying. But here in America, we're like, no, our dollar will always. No, it's not. It's gone. It's dead already.
It is not the world of currency anymore.
Try and sell me that lie. You're insulting my intelligence. And I don't like people to insult my intelligence. You think I'm stupid by trying to tell me that my money, I can clearly see already. Look at prices in the last 3 years. This is one of the biggest jumps you have ever seen. What have we told you on here? Yeah, the house you bought a year ago is now $100,000 more. That is not good, ladies and gentlemen. And that's exactly what we saw after Biden got in office. You all saw the home prices just skyrocket. That's not because your house is worth more. It's because the money, your money doesn't buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
And look how fast it went up. Interest rates, everything. But they'll tell you and look you in the eye and say it's the greatest economy ever. Again, you should be pissed off at how dumb these people think we are.
Well, dude, even we said, like, take the Fed for an example. And we're like, there's no way they could possibly, it's both routes take to the edge of the cliff, right? And we're like, there's no possible way they're going to lower rates. There's no way. They can't afford to.
They
can't. And the Fed's out here saying, we're going to lower rates three times this year.
No,
guess what? They just came out and said, maybe in 2025.
Yep. They're going to raise them.
Oh, so you're not.
They're going to raise them next time. Watch. Yeah. They're going to raise them. I promise.
We know
they're going to. Yeah, it's insane, man. And I get excited about this stuff because I'm like, no, man, I'm so sick of hearing, and I will say it to him blue in the face, if your economy, if your dollar was strong, if all this was as great as they say it is, they wouldn't have to go out of their way to try and remind you or lie to you about it. Again, repeat it enough, you'll eventually believe it. But see, the people, we're past that, man. We are wide awake now. Sheep no more. Like, that's done. You can't put us back in a box. And more people are going to start seeing what we see because we get up here and we talk about it and we're not afraid to speak the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't care if you think I'm crazy. I don't, because somebody's going to like, this guy's, you don't know. I don't care. I don't care.
Stop caring what people think about me a long time ago, Chris.
Yeah. So if it was doing great, you would feel it. People wouldn't be stressed out about money right now. People wouldn't be maxing out credit cards right now to go buy food. None of this would be happening. You know why Trump didn't have to tout it, even though he had every right to tout his economy? Because we all felt it. We all felt it. We all witnessed it.
He used the PL system to the advantage.
Yep.
He showed you that he could take their fraudulent system and help you out.
And
now you see that they take the fraudulent system and do everything against you.
Yeah. Remember, he found that magic wand, huh? And see, I just want to remind you again. Remember when Trump came in, they were like, oh, he's riding Obama's coattails. This is Obama's economy. And I'm like, are you kidding me? What a joke. No. But see, here's the kicker. Our stock market reached levels never before in a very fast time. And then COVID happened. See, and they love to throw this is why I can't stand about the Democrats. He had a 14%. Yeah, because you made everybody go home and not work for months.
They used COVID as a cover up for the 2020 market crash.
Yeah, for what they did.
It was COVID. No, it wasn't.
But people don't remember. So they wouldn't give Trump credit for the economy. The Democrats kept trying to say it was Obama's. So then what happens with COVID? The Dow crashes. I know we've talked about it on here before, but I'm just going to reiterate. The Dow crashes and it goes below where it was when Donald Trump came in office, i.e. Obama's economy. And then 9 months later, we had a 12,000 point recovery in a straight dead cat bounce. And that economy was zooming on Trump's way out of the White House.
A V-shaped recovery.
Yep. But they don't want to talk about that. So if it was Obama's economy, how did he 12,000 points in the opposite direction in 9 months? Because he knew what he was doing. He was better at it than y'all. He was better at it than y'all. He knew your system better than you did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now imagine what he could do with a gold-backed system with some real assets.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine how wealthy this nation
almost passed again, out?
We have more this country. You can talk about Saudi, you could talk about all this country. Africa's got a lot of natural resources, and they've pillaged that nation, that continent. The evil ones have
pillaged. Even Ghana. Ghana is so rich in resources. They have the top gold mining companies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh,
so rich. But here in America, we're set, man. This nation has more wealth than you can shake a stick at. And they don't want you to have access to it. They want you to be a prisoner the rest of your life. They want you to be a debt slave. You are in the land of milk and honey. Okay? We have more wealth under our feet than you can even imagine in this country. Agriculture, we have wealth. We allowed them to remove it. They stripped it from us. Think about it. We let them tear down our factories. We let them outsource everything so we couldn't use what we had right here at home. That's how you destroy a country. You make them reliant on everybody else, and then you divide their people, and you make them reliant on everybody else, and then you destroy their country from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you deflate their currency, which is what they've done. We've had to massively print it in order to keep up with the status quo because we're not using any of our wealth that we have right here at home.
No.
And you had a president that wanted to do that. They wanted to use what we had here, bring everything back to America because this is the land of milk and honey. And yet you have people in this country who defend these people stealing from them every day and say death to America and stuff like that. You want to talk about, I don't understand. You talk about, that is brainwashed right there. You have Stockholm. Yeah. A lot of people in this country have Stockholm syndrome. You are in love with your captors.
It's wild, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, we're on the brink of all this. Like everything.
Yeah.
I mean, whether anything happens in Passover or Pentecost, I don't know. To me personally, I've always looked to the summer months. It's always been a summer thing for me because that's always been the Kim prophecy.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying Kim also prophesied about political, economical, social upheaval leading into summer. Absolutely. But the tumultuous moments and everything like that, he said summer. Summer take it so the fall may do its work.
Yep.
Strange July, all these things, eruptions, in many different ways than just volcanoes or in the earth, but in the physical, like what we're seeing happening. And exposures one after the next. All this stuff was always summer. With Kim. Even the Great Wealth Transfer. Summer, he says, within the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this can all lead up to that. Now, I mean, even with silver and gold, like Bo was talking about, maybe silver and gold start really taking off. I mean, they are doing everything they can to suppress it. And it kind of irritates me a little bit because Satan's playing a yo-yo game. And I just want to give him a backhand, you know, and be like, you big dill hole. But those could definitely start rising, and then we could definitely see it really, really escalate into summer. Like we could see, like Bo said, between 60 and 100 in the coming days, weeks. We don't know. It could literally be any time.
Mm-hmm.
But then summer, who knows? Maybe the next thing. Here, let me read this to you. I just posted this one on Twitter because but these are the old prophecies that Kim had, and I like to bring these up because they're talking about the wealth transfer and the Big E and all that stuff, but they're restoration, things that haven't happened yet. And he says, for the Spirit of God says, do you realize there's a marked moment in time in the summer where there's a divine transference of massive amounts of money? Keep your eye on gold. Keep your eye on that one substance. Also keep your eye on, you should start to see things changing with petroleum. You shall see things changing with something new that shall come forth. He's talking about the Big E, the new form of energy. He also says, this is a time where discovery shall bring a new source of energy and shall start in this nation, says the Lord. Do not say, Einstein, what about God? God said, I worked wonders, but now some of the theories shall become fact. And God said, it shall be so surprising that people shall say, what shall we do? America, no deficit. America, no deficit. And in your White House, I will keep for the next three terms a Christian at the helm, says the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord. I will give you houses and land. Your harvest, your wheat shall multiply. Your silver and your gold will multiply. Those are all very interesting statements in this prophecy. You know what's also interesting, Chris? the fact that I never thought about it until this exact moment where he says, do not say Einstein, what about God? God said, I worked wonders, and now some of the theory shall come to pass. You know what's very interesting, Chris, we talked about on Donna's show?
What?
I proposed. Now, we obviously don't know. I'm also still proposing. What if Strange July, just like in Close Encounters of the Three Kind, just like in the Manifest show, this plane shows up, MH370. Hypothetically, that'd be a pretty strange July, right?
Oh,
well, everything that is based around MH370 and what happened to it is Einstein's theory.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
I remember when we talked about with Ash, and I'm like, I feel like this is all part of it. Like, again, everybody in this awakening has their own area where God is using them. I firmly believe that, man. Like, everybody, like, as far as bringing all this to light, has their own area of expertise, right? So Ashton is the guy out here. I love watching his stuff, man, because we're learning that we have these things. They wanted us for so long to believe were impossible. They are not impossible. We are going beyond the veil of limitation, man. They have hidden so much from us. Lies, deceptions, everything. So it's like everybody has their own area of expertise in this awakening process, bringing all these prophecies to life, technologies, new forms of energy, everything. And it's just crazy. I think you're right, Iz. I saw Close Encounters the third time, it is a reach. But how crazy would that be? So strange.
That would be very strange. And we see through movies and entertainment of that already being foretold. You know, I mean, and then this could be where they put your alien narrative and say like aliens sent them back or some. It could be crazy wild.
Right. Right.
Are we ready for weird? That would be weird. Right. I want that. Yeah.
I want that. I want it.
I want bring that. It. Obviously, yeah. I don't believe that aliens would send it back, but I feel like that would be a good narrative for them to push.
Right. Obviously. They've been seeding that narrative for how long, man? Think about it. For decades, ladies and gentlemen, they told you aliens weren't real. Your government, that's not a real thing. And then when they finally try and come out and go, hey, everybody, aliens are real, and we had some non-form, non-human form, blah, 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 and everybody was like, what else you got?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what else you got?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, man. I'd be so cool. Just because we know it's BS, like the narrative anyway. Obviously, I 100%. If you guys haven't seen our show we do with Ashton, man, he goes through everything. And it is so clear cut that it's not aliens. It's technology that we have. Now, I do believe that they've been assisted. I do believe there's demonic entities and stuff that run the earth that disguise themselves as humans and stuff like that. But I think this whole thing is the whole MH370, man. I mean, just think about that. Like, Ashton started going through it, and now it's like starting to ramp up again. Do you think that's like, it could be potentially divine timing, you know?
Yeah.
He just did a big show with Redacted, and Redacted shot it out everywhere. And that's a big channel to have your stuff going.
Yeah. It's, dude, I just think of it like it's no longer, I hate conspiracy. I hate all this. We are in a time now. I think enough of us have had our eyes open. Like, here's where my mind goes all the time. When something bizarre, crazy happens, I always have to step back and I have to remind myself of one simple thing. The people responsible for teaching me everything they wanted us to know from the time we came out of that womb. You have to think about it like this. These people in our government everywhere have lied to you. They've lied to you. The people responsible for giving you a lot of what we think we know now, we have found them and caught them in how many lies now. So our first thing, whenever we hear something, should always be like, well, let me remind myself that the people trying to go out of their way to tell me that it's a conspiracy theory lie to me on a daily basis. So maybe there might be some meat on this bone that I need to look into myself. Mm-hmm. So that's why we had Ashton on here, because I was enamored with that when all that. I remember that episode we did with him was awesome.
I see some people asking if you're curious. This one right here. February 28th, 2024. He goes through everything. And it's pretty fascinating.
Mind blowing. And should I tell him? Should I tell
him? Oh, yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So y'all know, go watch it for those of you who haven't seen that episode. And he'll be joining us next Thursday.
He'll be joining you.
Yeah, he'll be joining me next Thursday.
I won't be here.
That's right. He won't be here. We're going to have to soldier on without my boy. It's going to feel weird. But yeah. So. That'll be fun. I'm sure we're going to have fun and learn about, because it's not just Ashton has really done a great job bringing a lot of these technology, not just the fact that we can zap a plane, you know, we can just zap teleport objects or zap them out of wherever they go. There's other technologies that we have that are going to blow your mind, that we have the capability. Like we've touched on it here, remote viewing, like there. The truth is stranger than fiction.
This stuff has been happening for 30, 40, 50 years. And the first one we see, don't get me wrong. Like I'm not going to say it's 100% proved or been proven, but what Ashton has gone through on this, I am convinced without a doubt that that was the first sighting of a public attempt of teleportation.
Yep.
And I've heard people, because people, this was Einstein's theory, and he was talking about how simple it was. But you take all these things, take about all the cures and stuff that we've had, you know, cures for cancer, all the stuff that's been suppressed, and they're still not here, but they have all these minor things to help you get over a cold or to maybe help your immune system slightly. But you might need this to get this, but if you start taking this, you might get this because of it. So big pharma, you know, this is just one example. It's a money machine. So of course, I mean, think of Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla had all of this stuff 80 years ago. Even with the Israel's new iron laser. If you look at it, the patent that was originally talked about was from Nikola Tesla 80 years ago, and it just came out.
Mm-hmm.
So like the teleportation, Kevin's talked about teleportation, how simple it is as well. If you can put gravity, if you can cover something in its own gravitational force, you can do anything. But no one's ever been able to do it. But these things in the sky, these things that are flying in the sky can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But most of these things that are flying in the sky aren't necessarily aliens or demonic entities. I believe some of these things in the sky are 100%, not 100%, but human.
Yeah.
That are using this tech.
Us.
Yes.
It's us. Yeah. Again, let me just point it out to you. So did you see the hearing yesterday when they were going over the defense department, like how much money we spend? And this guy holds up a box of bushings or a little bag of bushings that go in aircraft engines. Mm-hmm. And he asked the guy, he goes, do you know how much money the Air Force paid for this little bag? It was the bag was like yay big, little, you know, bag of bushings. And he is like, I don't know, Senator, I don't know. And he says, $90,000 for this bag.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay. Yeah.
$90,000 for that bag of bushings. And people don't think that bag of bushings probably could have, at most, I'll say $100, man, for some metal. For, you know, they might be some, you know, certain kind that, for aircraft. I'll give them that. But come on. People, $90,000. So no, I'm betting they probably paid $100, and then the rest of that money went into black book projects, off the books.
Absolutely.
technologies that they hide from you. Remember in the movie Independence Day?
Yeah.
When the president comes in, he goes, where do you get the money for all this? See, Hollywood told you, where do you get the money for all this stuff? And the dad goes, you don't really think they spend $60,000 on a toilet seat and $30,000 on a hammer, do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the proof, all that's right there. It's in the open, but they just don't think we're going to pay attention to it. Yeah, they siphon money everywhere. Your government, you should be angry at how much money they waste. Not waste, siphon to other areas. Mm-hmm. Some is wasted, I'm sure.
I'm sure. I mean, just think about like all the projects like DARPA has been working on that aren't on
right.
The
books. Right.
I mean, think of all the CIA black sites that aren't on the books.
Exactly.
And those are just funded. Too small. Yeah, they that's just themselves. Two small examples. Mm-hmm. Like that's not even the half of it. That's not even a fraction of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to get into like project like 8200 and project obviously remote viewing, the Stargate, Project Pandora, all these things, but these ones that are inside the mountain, remember Cheyenne was a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh no, it's not. And like, yeah, we know you have bases inside mountains, Mount Hayes. And this is like the Project 8200 where they're doing remote viewing with demonic entities that they have talked to. And like CERN is like the one thing that's like a public where people are like, something ain't right there, you know? And they're like the most public about it because they like to show the symbolism and they get people to look towards it. Next thing you know, things start getting uncovered. But there's so much other stuff that's been happening around the world that is USA funded and black site funded, CIA, three-letter agencies, all the military industrial complex that are going through this stuff that you don't even know about. We haven't touched a half of it. And there's so many conspiracies out there that aren't theories. They're conspiracies that they're looking for all this tech and they're not going to tell you about it. They're never going to tell you about it unless something is released. That's why when Kim prophesied about the big E, a new form of energy, you know, Don A talked about that he seen you were in your car and you would have a choice of five different fuel options. Like that, that's something we've never thought about. That's stuff that is not released unless something is released divinely, unless things are moved out of the way and God intervenes and places a David in the White House and brings back this nation to be export and energy independent. And this is what we're looking forward to. Energy is obviously the biggest part of the wealth transfer. Now, everything. With wealth transfer comes a billion soul harvest, comes precious metals, God's money skyrocketing. There's a bunch of different wells. This isn't just about, like, I know there's been questions before, like, well, I don't have any gold and silver. Like, am I going to be left behind? Absolutely not, because energy is everything. We're supposed to go back to where you have more than enough. Like Moses said, stop giving me things because I don't need it. Stop giving me offerings because we all have more than enough. Mm-hmm. More than enough. And that's where we're heading. But people, we can't wrap our minds around that because it's something we've never experienced. Yeah. And people will shoot you down for it. But I don't like to think small-minded. I like to shoot for the moon.
Right. And everybody envisions like poverty and all this stuff is going to just continue. Like, no, you understand your government showing you right now. If they wanted to, they could end homelessness. They could end people any going day. Hungry any day they wanted to. That's with the illegals. And this is to those of you who are okay with what's happening. I will ask you again, you give me one good reason why a veteran in this country or anybody in this country should be homeless if you can put people up who came across our border illegally in houses and hotels and feed them. You tell me why they deserve it more than the people right here in this country. Right. I want to hear it. Because and nobody will touch that because you can't give me any good reason why. Because then I would call you, you'd be lying. And you're probably evil, probably lack some morals. So they're showing you that they've had the ability to fix all these problems. They need it. They need poor people. Poor people are more subservient to them. They'll you know, again, the government's the government's job is to get everybody living off the government, because then you'll do what the government says. You're not going to bite the hand that feeds you. That's their goal. Preach. That's always been their goal.
Welfare. It's
slaves. All right? You won't bite the hand that feeds you. That's always been their goal. So when we talk about transferring, you know, you must, all I tell people is that if you have money sitting in the bank, it's just sitting there not doing anything for you.
Go convert it.
Go convert it. You can always go get it back if you ever get in a pinch. Man, that's people's hardest thing is like all this. It's not gone. That money's not gone.
That's I've never understood it. They're like, oh, he just gave away all that. I'm like, what do you mean? I converted it into a physical asset.
Right here. An asset. It's right
that
here.
Preserves wealth.
The preserve. Thank you. I can go back and sell it if I need money. It's that simple. No. So
I turned it into a stone, basically.
But you know, we get people like, well, I don't have money for gold. That's fine. Don't worry. Just worry about worry about surviving with what we got to do right now and have faith that God is about to turn everything around and that we aren't going to have the issues of poverty in the future and all that. Why? Because we've gotten the people who need it. And we've started, like, again, everybody thinks we're going to snap our fingers too when this is over, that you can just snap your fingers and end all of this stuff. People are going to have to be led back. Like, there's going to be an event. We're going to take back this country, and then we're going to have to rebuild together. And mindsets are going to have to be changed. Like, our behavior. We were 50-some. We've been led down this path, man. It's not going to snap the fingers. It's going to take love. It's going to take patience. It's going to take kindness. It's going to take fortitude and will and righteousness to do the right things to turn us all the way back. Like, we've been given a window. God loves us. He gave us this window. We're going to turn it around, and then we're going to rebuild, and we're going to restore, and we're going to spread the Holy Spirit, and we're going to do our best to be united again and be better people and live with the blessings that are coming our way. That's why I tell everybody, you need to be prepared, because there's going to be some that aren't going to know what to do with the blessing. That's why you're preparing yourself now. So just the biggest thing is we got to have faith, because we're seeing everything we've been talking about. It's starting to happen. Is it frustrating? Yeah. I don't like it either, but we got to go through it. Why are we in the situation we're in? Because we allowed this to happen. Why does the government siphon money and have black book projects and all this stuff? Because we allow it. Because we have stood by and allowed it, ladies. We have allowed it. Why are they still doing what they're doing? Because we allow it. What does it say in your constitution you're supposed to do? But we allow it. We complain about it, but we allow it. That's how we got to where we are. But he's still going to intervene because he loves you that much. But he's going to show you how bad it was, it is, so that we never let it happen again because we allowed it.
Absolutely. Nailed it. Nailed it. And Chris, Kevin said it very perfectly to a point where he said, Christians nowadays are too afraid to ask questions. They're too afraid to ask deep stuff, like what's actually happening. And we became complacent. We started trusting the government. What? Remember with like the 70s and 80s, liberals were so anti-government, and now they think they're batting 1,000. While we're anti, and it's just like, again, there's a lot of unity coming. I do believe it. I believe that something is going to bring, God is going to have something that brings everybody together to a point. Now, not everybody's going to come and kneel before the Lord right away or anything like that. Obviously, everybody will kneel. But it's definitely going to be a process, because you got to think of all these programs. Like these welfare programs and everything, that I'm not talking smack if you're on it, because I understand it's hard times. I'm saying, like Chris said earlier, there it's meant to be there to make you dependent. And so when these programs get cut because the government gets taken out of it, people are going to be in shock because they don't have that there. But God is going to provide the way things are going to change to where we have more than enough, each and every one of us. With that being said, I'm going to give away some silver.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this guy away. It's I wish it would focus.
Focus.
Take the cover off. It's Donnie. It's Donnie.
It's the DJT 41020.
DJ. Oh, you can tell. It still won't focus, yeah, but that's him. All right.
It's him.
It's Donnie. It's a 1 ounce silver coin.
I got one too. Away. I got a hat too, Iz. Oh, I got sick. A hat. Yeah.
Awesome. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to do sponsors. Drop some hollows in the chat. We're also going to do a name for the flag.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be back in 2.5 minutes. Head on over to MyPillow.com/alphabets. A wide range of items for all your sleeping needs. From the original MyPillow, the new MyPillow 2.0 with cooling technology, bed sheets, dog beds, summer gear, and more. You can save up to 65% with the promo code ALPHABETS. Head on over to MyPillow.com/alphabets. GodFirstGear.com, the official store for all Alphabets merchandise. Whether you want comfortable hoodies, t-shirts, ball caps, beanies, and much more items to come, high-quality merchandise is over at GodFirstGear.com. You can use promo code ALPHABETS on everything in the store. GodFirstGear.com. Harley's Doggy Dog World, husband and wife tumbler and cup creators. They put your ideas on tumblers and cups as well as pre-existing tumblers. High-quality tumblers, use the Alphabets promo code at Harley's Doggy Dog World. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It is truly automated. Set it and forget it. Ammo purchasing program. Pick your calibers, set the budget, select the shipping trigger, and that's it. Your ammo grows slowly over time, is stored for free as it builds up, and is shipped with the click of a button or automatically. It's like an ammunition subscription on steroids because you aren't forced into a set budget and shipment every month. Instead, you decide your budget and schedule when you want your ammo shipments. Ammo Squared offers over 60 different caliber options. Each shipment contains a carefully curated mix of factory new ammunition from brands you know and love. It's budget friendly and customizable. Buy as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar cost averaging to your advantage. Everything is managed online using a simple web app. Forget about moving heavy cases of ammunition in your garage or trying to sell it online. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory from one caliber to another in seconds with just a few clicks, or sell it all back if you need the money. There is no minimum to buy, no memberships needed, and no extra fees. Customers can buy ammo on a small budget, then watch it grow over time like a savings account. With it being election year, you never know what the deep state is going to try and do. You know about ammo shortages and everything like that. Do not be caught with not being able to get any ammo. Head on over to AmmoSquared.com/alphabets and sign up today. Are you seeing that the U.S. dollar is failing? Between inflation, high rates, and debt beyond belief, do you think that the current U.S. financial system is sustainable? It's not. The whole world is moving towards gold and silver. Don't be stuck as the last one holding the fiat dollar. All fiat currencies have an expiration date, and we are reaching it. Between the everything bubble and the criminals who run your government, the projected path of the financial system is only going down. We here at Alphabets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the number one veteran bullion dealer in the nation. Whether you want to roll over your retirement into a gold IRA or buy precious metals, look no further than Midas Gold. Free silver with qualifying purchase for Alphabets listeners. Protect yourself from the irresponsibility of the U.S. government. Look to Midas Gold for all your precious metal needs. All you need to do is text the word ALPHABETS to 232-425, and they'll take care of what you need. You can find all the links for ALPHABETS partners below on our Rumble channel. They're also easily accessible at www.alphabets.online. We thank you for all your support. All right, so I'm going to, this guy, this Donald Trump 1 ounce coin, is going to go to Kate Cohn. Kate Cohn.
Kate Cohn, congratulations.
Kate Cohn.
And this one from the Holy Land Mint, it's Jerusalem on the back, is going to go to Loki Mom 11. Loki Mom 11. And is you want to pick somebody for the hat?
Oh, for the hat? Oh, it's where you got a hat, huh? For the hat. Yeah. For the hat. Yeah. We're going to do, let's see here. I forgot about the hat.
Yeah.
We're going to go Gilly Girl 07.
Gilly Girl 07. Congratulations. And for the flag, Truck Woman SC. Your name is in the drawing.
Truck Woman what?
Truck Woman SC. Truck SC. Woman SC.
Yeah. And so we got two more names we're going to draw for the flag Monday and Tuesday. And then the flag. Oh, wait. Well, we could.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. You're getting ahead of yourself, homie.
I was thinking because I'm not going to be here. I take that back. And so, yeah, I also have that post on Telegram. We have more flag drawings. So we got Monday. We got all next week. And then
2 days the
following. Two more after.
One day the following week. The day with Kat. Right. Because then, yeah. And then we'll draw on Thursday's show.
So we got five more.
Yeah. Five more chances to get in for the flag.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe one night we'll pick two. I don't know. You never know.
We could do that.
Never know what you're going to get.
But for those that won something tonight, if you could email us at alphabetsmedia@gmail.com, name, username, and somewhere to send it to. If you could do it as soon as possible, I'm going to try and get all the stuff from this week sent out tomorrow. And on my side.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I'll get mine out Saturday morning or tomorrow evening, one of the two. But I do want to say one thing before we go. So again, our new sponsor, I just want to personally tell like you about my experience. I love it. So they have an app too. They have an app where you can monitor you can either buy like a one time, I think you can buy a one time shot and have it shipped. But if you do like a monthly, then you pick which ammo you want, and it's got to be 100%. So whatever you put in there monthly, you pick your like different calibers of ammo that you want, and then you pick what percentage of each you want your money to buy every month, and then they stock it up for you. And on the app, it shows you how much of each round that you have that you pick. I was like, this is pretty freaking cool. And what did they tell us is when we had the meeting that the idea for this came when we had all those ammo shortages. I'm like, see, man, that's what I love about good old American ingenuity. When you see a problem, you solve it. So when heaven forbid, if we have another ammo shortage, you don't have an ammo shortage. How cool is that?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everyone's looking for ammo. You can be like, hey, I'll take some of that ammo.
Yeah, or you could sell it to him for like three times. Hey, I hate to be that guy but you know, supply and demand.
It is also precious metal.
Yeah, it is also a precious metal. Wink and a nod. Yeah, so far so good. I like it. I like that they have an app where you can track everything. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. But you can, if you use the ammosquare.com/alphavetslanding page and sign up there, you get a $20 credit to your caliber options.
Yep.
So right away, they're going to give you something for using that landing page. Again, completely up to you. But yeah, if you want the extra 20, just use the Alphavets landing page. And yeah. Anyway, it's a great show. Thanks for being here, Chris, as always. Yeah,
as always. Love you, brother.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I love all of you so much. Yeah.
Obviously, we'll monitor everything that's going to be going on. If you're not in the Telegram and following us on X, those handles are below. And you can go ahead and check us out because that's where we're most active is on X and Telegram. I think probably the most we're most active on X. Daily like updates and stuff for the show are always going to be in Telegram as well. So we appreciate you guys for coming out. If you could hit that like button on your way out, we'd highly appreciate it. And other than that, Chris, you got any final words?
God bless you. I love you. Have a good weekend. Stay frosty and keep your head on a swivel. And we'll see you back here on later.
Holla.
Holla.